Earlier this week, when the Justice Department revealed the charges against 93 of those people picked up in the post-September 11th dragnet, one group stood out. Of the 93, 22 are people of Middle Eastern extraction who are all involved in one case, the fraudulent sale of Pennsylvania trucking licenses. That case, which apparently involves dozens of other people who were not of Middle Eastern extraction, seems to have nothing to do with the events of September 11th. Mike Busco has been writing about the case for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
There was a driver's license examiner who worked for the State Department of Transportation here, and he worked out of an office in downtown Pittsburgh, and he was selling not only commercial driver's licenses, but also, you know, regular passenger driver's licenses to people under the table.
And I gather that the numbers involved here are quite large.
Yes, and I think that they've charged 56 people totally so far.
Well, now it turns out that this sort of garden variety Western Pennsylvania corruption at the DMV story turns out to have international implications, or it seemed to for a few days, because of one set of people who were involved in it, these 22 Middle Easterners. What were they doing?
Well, the people who were charged in federal court, who were all of Middle Eastern descent, were getting commercial driver's licenses, and 18 of those were also had hazardous materials transportation permits. They were part of a package deal. I mean, they paid a certain amount of money, and they would get a CDL, commercial driver's license, and also a hazardous materials permit.
Now, I've read the story of one Iraqi immigrant who ran an auto shop in Pittsburgh.
Right.
He wanted a driver's license so that he could tow cars that he bought at auction back to the garage.
Or so he said, right.
Are there any links you found anywhere between these people and more nefarious activities?
No. And I've asked and I've talked to federal investigators about this, and they found nothing either. There's nothing connecting them with anything that happened on September 11th as far as we know.
The fear that spread through the country when people heard about hazmat licenses was that somebody might be preparing to drive, say, an oil tanker or something with nuclear waste in it into a crowded area. How common is it for people to be getting hazmat licenses?
Actually, it's not all that common for people who have commercial driver's licenses. You know, most people who have commercial driver's licenses don't need hazardous materials permits. And that's why it's kind of unusual that this didn't, I think, that it didn't raise red flags with the State Attorney General's office when they first saw that this was going on. It only took on an increased sense of importance, obviously, after September 11th when the Fed stepped in.
There seems to have been a lot of word of mouth here that if you wanted to get a license, you say not only a trucker's license, not only a hazmat driver's license, but just an ordinary operator's license, you could get it through this guy in Pittsburgh.
Right. He was one-stop shopping. You could get everything from him. You could get regular driver's licenses. You could get commercial driver's licenses, hazardous materials permits, whatever he could broker and sell under the table, he did. And he did this by altering people's personal information, whether it was their Social Security numbers or dates of birth, their addresses, whatever, but that's how he did it.
I mean, you don't need a PhD to get a trucker's license. Why would people pay under the table to get one? What was the attraction of paying rather than simply applying properly to get a trucker's license?
Well, from what the investigator said, it was simpler. They didn't have to go through the bureaucracy. They didn't have to fill out applications. Maybe they didn't want to because maybe some of them were in the country illegally. That actually was the case. They didn't open themselves up to any kind of scrutiny by doing it this way. And some of them, frankly, I guess, weren't very literate in English and may not have been able to pass the test anyway. And this was a very simple way for them to obtain these licenses.
Well, Mr. Busco, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Welcome.
Mike Busco, reporter for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.